to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Fine show coming up today for Friday and a whole bunch of stuff to get to as we get to the new release from the Apples in Stereo. New Magnetic Wonder is their first album in 5 years. Robert Schneider and company returning with an album very much up with anything they've done in their catalog. The band got their start in the mid-90s as part of the Elephant Six movement, featuring bands like the Olivia Tremor Control, Neutromilk Hotel, and others. Apples in Stereo, one of the last holdovers from that movement. Find new effort from them. We'll get to a new Magnetic Wonder today on the show. Also, the Shins hitting the area this weekend. They play Salt Lake City tonight and Boise tomorrow night. Both shows sold out, of course, touring in support of their most recent release, Wincing the Night Away, which has done impressive both critically and in sales, as a matter of fact. Music from the Shins, new and old, to get to on the show. Along the way, we'll also get to new stuff from Aqueduct, who have just put out their second album entitled Or Give Me Death on the Barsuk Records. Also, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, their second album is Some Loud Thunder, recently out. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. Also today, new music from Yoko Ono. I mentioned Apples in Stereo. Well, they are one of the bands that help her out on her new one called Yes, I'm a Witch. It's actually older recordings of Ono, redressed and reimagined by bands including Apples in Stereo. We'll hear that one, actually. And also Vietnam, who are actually from New York City. We'll hear something new from them. These guys are the Parson Redsheads. I played them earlier in the week, and something of a 70s revival, religious or otherwise, kind of feel about the band. Their stage show only reinforces that. The Parson Redheads, this is new from them. This is called Punctual as Usual. Back in house now, a lot of good things to get to today. The Apples and Stereo's first release in 5 years is entitled New Magnetic Wonder. Find new work from Robert Schneider. I guess that five-year break definitely revitalized the band, who in that time also made the move from Denver to Louisville, Kentucky. We'll get to that new music from Apples and Stereo. And the Shins visiting the region, playing Salt Lake City tonight at In the Venue. And tomorrow night, it's the Egyptian Theater in Boise. Both of those shows sold out. They're touring in support of Wincing the Night Away. New and old stuff from the Shins coming up. And also Yola Tango from a recent Live Sessions EP that came out in January. We'll get to their version of an Arthur Lee tune they did for that. Start this set with music from Of Montreal from the recent Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? You kind of just have to sit back and let this one seep in. This tune called Fabergé Falls for Shuggie.
Time.
Skeletal landing. The controller sphere. False priest. Skeletal landing. The controller. I remember the lines on your face, Sandra. I remember you moved with such grace.
You stuck around for a long, long time. Could have stuck around for more. And we sure spent a lot of time way down in the danger zone, Sandra. Sandra, 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 Sandra. I remember the nights that we met.
Kind of vamp our way into the show with that first set. The Friends of Rock and Roll from Portland, Sandra the Tune, from their self-titled debut. They've had it for sale on their site and that kind of thing for a while, but it'll be getting an issue, actually. First week in March, that'll be out on Dome City Entertainment Records. You might recall they visited Pocatello back in October out on tour. And of Montreal, right before Fabergé Falls for Shuggie from their new release, Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? Well, a recent live sessions EP available through iTunes from Yola Tango. They, of course, still riding the wave of a very successful full-length last year. And this new thing contains a couple of tunes from that and a couple of unreleased songs, including this one. This is an Arthur Lee cover here, as done by Yola Tango, a version of Lucy Baines.
Celebrate the runaway with little boy.
From New York City's Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, their second album, Some Loud Thunder, came out last week. Emily Jean Stock, one of the tunes included there. And Yola Tango, their take on an Arthur Lee tune, Lucy Baines, from the Live Session EP, came out in January, available through iTunes. You're in house. Of course, you can find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. That's where we are. You'll find playlists there, as well as podcasting for most of our shows, free MP3 downloads, much, much more, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. New Magnetic Wonder marks the return of the Apples in Stereo, their first release in 5 years. Music and info about that when we come back in-house. Back in house now, new music from the Apples in Stereo. New Magnetic Wonder is their first album in 5 years, a long hiatus for the band, who had been fairly prolific from the mid-90s on. They got their start as part of what was known as the Elephant Six Collective, that was based mostly around Athens, Georgia. It included bands like the Olivia Tremor Control, Neutromilk Hotel, Alf Power, and others. The Apples in Stereo, one of the few of those bands that are still standing, and apparently this one was a tough one to make. A lot of things happened. As I said, they moved across country from their longtime home in Denver to Louisville, Kentucky. And they also saw the departure of band member Hillary Sidney, as she left the band to focus on other projects. She does have a couple of contributions here, one of which we'll hear. And also going in new directions is Robert Schneider, the frontman, who's apparently something of a math enthusiast. And there's an enhanced portion of this CD that includes what is known as the non-Pythagorean musical scale. I'll read this to you. I don't know what it means, but what it says is, through elegant mathematical equations based on the properties of natural logarithms, Schneider was able to replace the standard 12 tones in a musical octave with a completely new set of frequencies, which he says add according to a different algebra from the traditional rational pitches. Musical theory in the scale has not yet been worked out. The marriage of math and music. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like pretty simple stuff, actually. A lot of fun to be had here on the new Magnetic Wonder release from the Apples in Stereo. Let's get to the music. We'll start off with this tune. This is called Play Tough.
So
New from the Apples in Stereo from New Magnetic Wonder, the recent release. Sundial Song is one of two that Hillary Sidney contributed to the recording process before she kind of split. She's left to focus on the side project she had, which I guess is no longer a side project. And Play Tough right before from the band who gets plenty of help from their old Elephant Six friends, including Jeff Magnum from Nutri-Milk Hotel and Bill Doss from Olivia Tremor Control, among others on this new release. It's out on the Yep Rock label, but also being distributed by that label, but also one of the first releases for Simeon Records. That's the new label founded by actor Elijah Wood. Apples in Stereo will also be touring in support of the new release. They currently are, and hitting this area the 31st of March in Salt Lake City and the 1st of April in Boise. We'll keep you posted on those dates. Here's one more now from the new album. This is called Same Old Drag.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned Neutral Milk Hotel being part of the Elephant Six Collective. Music from that band from In the Aeroplane Over the Sea going back to 98. Holland 1945, the name of that tune. And who knows if those guys will ever release a new album. Probably not, it's beginning to look like. And Apples in Stereo, the last of three tunes from New Magnetic Wonder, their first album in 5 years. Same Old Drag was that tune. And, you know, for all the logarithms and mathematical equations and other kinds of Greek to me things, really what it comes down to is it's a return of some of the great bouncy, fuzzed-out psychedelic pop they put out in the late 90s. Apples in Stereo, as I said, touring throughout the spring. You're in-house, and we value your feedback. InhouseRadio@gmail.com. The best way to do that is the email address. Questions, comments, requests, criticisms, anything like that, it's InhouseRadio@gmail.com. The Shins hitting the area this weekend. We hear music from them when we come back. Back now, and the Shins playing in the area. They're hitting Salt Lake City's in the venue tonight before playing the Egyptian Theater in Boise tomorrow night. Out touring, both of those shows sold out, as are many along the way. Touring in support of Wincing the Night Away, of course. The sound that's really light years removed from stuff like the stuff you hear behind me, some of their early work. The band originally from Albuquerque, now making their home in Portland, Oregon. So we kind of celebrate the occasion with some Shins music, including this one from Shoots Too Narrow. The previous release goes back to 2003. This is Gone for Good.
tones on. Don't leave me no phone numbers there. La-da-da.
Two from the Shins, Split Needles, that tune from Wincing the Night Away, the brand new release, and right before Gone for Good, going back to 2003's Shoots Too Narrow, the band playing a couple shows in the area, playing tonight in Salt Lake City and in the venue tomorrow night, the Egyptian Theater in Boise, and pretty much all three of their releases have been received with much love, shall we say, but the definite aesthetic differences between those three albums, it's impressive they've been able to pull it off. This is new from Aqueduct, from Or Give Me Death. This is called You'll Get Yours.
Thank you. that everyone sings of regret for not looking after things. I felt the pain, the sting still remains for the faceless thief who struck again. But for once, I'd like to look you in the eye, take off. Give yours and I'll be fine.
What we heard from the Apples in Stereo earlier today, this is their reworking of Yoko Ono's No One Can See Me Like You Do from Ono's new album, Yes, I'm a Witch. Low right before Breaker, the tune from Drums and Guns, that's a new album out from them in March. And we started off the final set with Aqueduct, You'll Get Yours, from Or Give Me Death. Their second release is out next week. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing, a full-service brew pub, fresh eatery, and arts and music venue located in Pocatello's historic warehouse district. Live music this weekend starts off tonight with the Music of the Wild Coyotes. Tomorrow night it's Father Bob Forrest, joined by Tony and Penny Stocks. Both shows beginning at 9 p.m. at 615 South First Avenue here in town. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house next week. Enjoy the weekend. The world is next.